This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court last night uploaded on its website an in-house inquiry report into the alleged discovery of huge cash at the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. The inquiry report, submitted by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay, contained information about official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency were found. The 25-page inquiry report also included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on the night of Holi, that is, 14th of March, during which the cash was recovered. As recommended in the report, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, has constituted a 3-member in-house inquiry committee to probe the allegations against Justice Verma. CJI Khanna has also directed the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Verma. In his response, Justice Verma has stated that no cash was ever placed in the storeroom either by him or any of his family members. He said the allegations of cash recovery at his residence clearly appeared to be a conspiracy to frame and malign him. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onions to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the deadline for registrations for the Common University Entrance Test, CUET-UG, 2025. Candidates can now submit their online applications till 24th of March. The last date for fee submission has also been extended from 23rd to 25th of March up to 11:50 p.m. The window for application corrections will be open from 26th to 28th of March. The candidates seeking admission to undergraduate courses offered by central, state, private, deemed and government institutions must fill out the online form at cuet.nta.nic.in. The CUET-UG 2025 exam is tentatively scheduled to be held between 8th of May and 1st of June this year. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, has said, to make the Fit India movement a success, we must include regular exercise and cycling in our daily routine. He said cycling not only promotes fitness, but also helps in preserving the environment. Dr. Mandaviya cycled for 3 kilometres in Lucknow this morning to lead the nationwide Fit India Sunday on Cycle campaign. The sports minister added that cycling also increases mental and physical fitness.
साइकिल पोल्यूशन का सॉल्यूशन भी है साइकिल फिट रहने का मंत्र है साइकिलिंग से मेंटली और फिजिकली फिटनेस भी बढ़ती है साइकिलिंग से फ्यूल की बचत होती है और हमारा विदेशी हुडियामन भी बचता है इसलिए मैं देश के सभी नागरिक को आह्वान करता हूँ कि हर संडे 1 घंटे के लिए साइकिलिंग करें और अपने स्वयं को फिट रखें
The nation is paying homage to the 3 of its heroic revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shahid-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivran Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. These brave freedom fighters were tried for assassinating British police officer J.P. Saunders on 17th of December 1928 in Lahore and were sentenced to death. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to India's freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Sukhdev and Rajguru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Dr. Lohia as a visionary leader, a fierce freedom fighter, and an icon of social justice. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In another clash of the day, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.